At the very end of the pinky of Michigan's mitten sits the Woolsey Airport. This place is named for an early aviator whose actions in the 1920s inspired his father to donate the land to create an airport. This week, a historical marker went up to tell their story. Interlochen Public Radio's Kendra Carr reports.
Clinton Woolsey grew up on a dairy farm in Northport. He was the youngest of eight children and was the only boy, says his grandniece, Lynn Contos.
And so I think he was probably slightly spoiled and allowed to do whatever he felt like doing. And one of the things he felt like doing was trying to make his own gunpowder out in the barn. And I don't know if he blew up anything or if he got caught before that happened, but he was always interested in things like that.
An interest in how things work took Clinton to Valparaiso University, where he earned an engineering degree. After college, he joined the military, serving in the National Guard. It was 1916. A few years later, when he was sent to Camp Taylor, he was introduced to planes.
Fell in love with planes when he saw them, and so that was kind of all they wrote. He just, from then on, he knew that's what he needed to do.
Planes hadn't been around that long. The Wright brothers flew their first plane near the turn of the century. Clinton was such an early aviator that his pilot license was signed by one of the Wright brothers. In 1926, Clinton was called to participate in the Pan American Goodwill flight.
The Europeans were making inroads into South America, and they wanted to be able to build up the U.S. influence more. And also, they wanted to establish what they would hope would be commercial routes to South America for commercial airlines, which didn't really exist at that point.
That's author Tom Wilson. He helped the family do research on Clinton for the historical marker. 10 experienced pilots were selected for the Goodwill flight. Wilson says Clinton was likely chosen for his military service and engineering experience. The flight to South America was dangerous. Not only were internal combustion engines not really reliable machines at the time, but
no weather prediction like we have today, so you were just sort of looking out into the sky and hoping that the weather wasn't going to turn bad on you.
There was no radio communication, so pilots used hand signals.
You were flying an open cockpit airplane, so you were, you know, being battered about by the wind.
And as if that wasn't enough, because the planes needed to be able to land in water, the engine was upside down. Regardless of the challenge, Clinton and his co-pilot, along with four other planes, took off. It was December 1926. They were going 85 to 90 miles per hour, and the journey was a 22,000-mile round trip. 2 months into the journey, something went wrong. On February 26th, they were preparing to land in Buenos Aires when a gust of wind caused the plane Clinton was piloting to collide with the wing of another plane. The pilots from the other plane were able to pull their parachute and float to safety, but Clinton had a dilemma.
Clinton's co-pilot was out on the wing because they had discovered at a previous landing that they had a problem with their landing gear. So he was trying to manually lower the wheels so they could come in for this landing. So when all this transpired, his co-pilot was out on the wing.
The plane was crashing. Clinton could either pull his parachute and abandon his co-pilot to certain death, or he could try to land the plane without the wheels and his co-pilot still on the wing. He decided to attempt a landing. They both died in the crash. Clinton was honored posthumously with the Distinguished Flying Cross, and his father, Byron Woolsey, lost his only son.
I think he was so devastated. That's what made him think of getting this airport to honor his son.
That's Lynn Contos again, Clinton's grandniece. Shortly after Clinton's death, Byron had the idea to create an airport in his son's honor. He then donated the stone creamery he built himself and 80 acres of his dairy farm to Leelanau Township for the airport. The township was so excited by the proposal, they donated an additional 120 acres to make the Woolsey Airport a reality. It's still a working airport with two runways. And now, a historical marker is being added to the site. On one side of the marker is Clinton's story of the Pan American flight, and the other side shares the history of the Woolsey family and dairy farm. Getting this historical marker means a lot, Lynn told me through tears.
So amazing.
I'm Kendra Carr.